from the world of the incomparable radio theater.
And Jupiter, Scoutmaster Green. Another game? We really ought to go down to the planet for the Galaxy Scout Jamboree.
There's time for one more hand, Timmy. Why don't you pick the game?
All right. Go fish.
Timmy.
Go space tardigrade?
Very funny.
Okay. Alpha Centauri hold up. Three up, three down, four on the floor. See what the wormhole brings. Aces and squids wild, Jupiters are jumping.
That trip to the casino on Das Vega has taught you well.
We'll see. Isn't it beautiful out there?
Andromeda 5? It's just another Class M planet, same as ever.
I meant the lights from the park. Look at how they sparkle and spin, Scoutmaster Green.
It's just a theme park.
Just a theme park? Why, it's the newest, the happiest, the bright, bright, brightest new far future land park, Scoutmaster Green. And the Jamboree is...
I know. I remember.
You remember? But how can that be? Far future land Andromeda just opened.
I'm not sure.
50 Quatloos.
Call.
I'll take 2.
And I'll take 3.
You know what, Scoutmaster Green?
What, Timmy?
I've always wanted to be a real live boy.
You already are, Timmy. Aren't you?
Yep. Just wanted to reiterate that. It's thematic. Raise 50 Quatloos.
What are we doing here?
Alpha Centauri hold up. Pay attention, old man.
Excuse me?
And then going down to the planet for the Jamboree. Or were you being existential?
I don't remember playing cards with you, and we don't have a lounge like this on the Copernicus, and...
I don't know what you mean, Scoutmaster Green.
What's happening? I don't remember being here for this.
Because you weren't,
old man.
Hull breach imminent, Scoutmaster.
I was getting that impression.
There appears to be an anomaly on the planet's surface.
There's always an anomaly. Wait, where's Timmy?
Timmy is not on board the ship, sir. Hull breach in 3.
Timmy.
2.
Where are you?
1.
What's happening? What?
Hull breach. Hull breach. Hull breach. Hull destroyed.
Where am I? What the? Oh, right. Now I'm old.
Galaxy Scouts Green. Episode 1, Legends and Maps.
Morning, sir.
That it is, Dee Dee.
Sleep well?
As well as ever.
That's a shame. Are you sure you don't want to try...
No, I told you I don't need artificial help. I'd rather bad dreams than no dreams at all.
Fair enough.
I use it, and I have dreams. They're just weird ones.
Well, that might just be you, Gogo.
Fair enough.
How's the next batch coming along? Are we ready to sip?
We could tap a barrel to see. It should be ready.
Bourbon doesn't grow on trees, you know. Does he realize he says that every day?
Hush.
I can hear you, you know. And yes, I know I say it every day. What else is there to say? Day in, day out, time to make the synthahol, maybe go see a hollow horse race, Maybe stare into the middle distance for a while, waiting to die. There's a reason I left all this, you know.
Now look what you did.
What? You made the old man have an epiphany.
You should get that checked out.
What?
It's not a medical thing. Jeez.
It's just a realization. I'm just aging right along with this bourbon, and it's not even the real thing, just bourbon-esque. My great-great-great-etceteras would be horrified. Can't even make the real thing anymore, heaven hill forfend.
I'm sure they'd be glad you continued the family tradition.
Family tradition?
And so it was that in 1700 and something something, Elijah Perry Green concocted what became the family recipe. A secret elixir handed down from one generation to the next generation.
It was just the first batch where the still didn't blow up. And there was no Elijah Perry Green. That was all made up sometime in the 2100s to sound old-timey. Even the history here is synthetic.
Man, this epiphany thing is something else.
You're telling me.
So, what do you propose to do about it?
About what?
You tell me.
I miss the good old days, gallivanting across space, teaching the youngs how to be good galaxy scouts, upstanding and true.
Until we grew up.
Wait, what?
Well, some of us.
Hey!
Blame that on the Dex Corps.
Things aren't always so black and white when you're in the Corps.
More's the pity.
You know, I miss being a scout, too. I think your epiphany is contagious, Scoutmaster Green.
Please, you haven't called me that in years.
It's still how we think of you, sir. Just because we run the estate and manage the distillery doesn't mean we've forgotten. Heck, it's a large part of why we're here.
That and your Dex Corps training.
That's just in case, sir. You never know when things might take a turn.
Yeah. There's no one bothering to revenge themselves on an old Synthahol peddler. Face it, scouts. This is the life now. Programming nanobarrels to accelerate the aging of non-existent bourbon while we wander the bluegrass of my old Kentucky home.
There are worse fates.
Go. Stop.
No, I didn't mean... I was just...
What? You know I can still hear you, right?
Go. Why don't you check on the current batch? See if we're ready to pull a barrel.
But I wasn't trying to... Fiddle-faddle!
It's all right, Go. Nothing you say, nothing either of you say, can do worse to me than my own subconscious.
Huh?
Just go check. We'll meet you in the barrel house. And open the grid for the delivery.
Delivery?
Barrels. So many barrels. Done and done.
He might be right. Epiphanies can be contagious.
We've been through this before, too, haven't we?
Dee Dee, are you really happy here?
What? Me? Happy? Yes, of course. Don't be silly.
Who's being silly? You hesitated.
You took me by surprise.
Dee Dee.
Really? We're doing this?
Blame the epiphany. After all those years exploring the cosmos as a scout and then defending the space-time continuum in the Dex Corps, can you really be satisfied running an estate for an old man gone to ground?
Yes. Yes, I can. Because you're the old man, Scoutmaster Green. And you need someone around who remembers how many times you saved the world, or the galaxy, or all of existence.
It wasn't just me, Dee Dee.
You know what I mean. And all of us in the troop couldn't have gone on to do what we did, to achieve all we have, without you guiding us, teaching us.
Not all of you.
Stop. Not a good night?
Not a good night. This time it lasted until...
I see.
So we beat on, ships against the solar winds, borne back ceaselessly into the past.
Because it's more comforting than the future?
We already know what happened. There are no surprises. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Unless someone opens a slipstream into an alternate timeline or some such thing.
You were saying...
I'm sorry, I don't mean to intrude... Well, I do mean to intrude, but only if this is the right place. Is this the right place?
That depends.
Are you looking for bourbon?
No, but if this is the place, there was a security grid and then there wasn't.
Exactly. Who are you and what are you doing here?
I'm looking for the man who owns this place.
Well, you're looking at him.
Scoutmaster Green?
Once upon a time, Yes.
Who wants to know?
My word.
Oh, Dee Dee, don't be silly. Put the blaster away. Look at her. She's harmless.
Looks can be deceiving.
Who are you, young lady, and why are you looking for me?
I think you're the only one who can help me.
Put that away, Dee Dee. She needs our help.
Go-Go, get that grid up. Stat.
Delivery's almost done.
Relax, it's fine. Now, young lady.
It's for my father. He's been missing for, well, a while now. And if there's anyone who can find him, it's you, Scoutmaster Green.
Your father?
He vanished in an anomaly.
Isn't that always the way?
And he always said that if anything happened to him, I should look you up. So, please, I hope you can help me.
What's your name, young lady?
Melody.
A pretty name is like a melody.
Melody Song.
As in, Scoutmaster Song?
Ah, yes. My old friend. You know I had nothing to do with his disappearance, young lady, and I hope you haven't come seeking revenge.
By the way, you're welcome.
Yes, yes, fine, you were right.
You know I can hear you both.
Security grid, up and running.
Copy that.
Security grid, up and running.
What are you doing?
Copying that.
Revenge? What do you mean? I was hoping you could help me find him.
Find him? Didn't he vanish in the incident?
Yes, or so we thought.
Or so we thought?
After all this time, we'd made peace with the past and moved on with our lives, and then, last week, there was a signal, and I know it was him.
What kind of a signal?
I was examining the Rosette Nebula.
Caldwell 49?
Yes, and the more I focused the radio telescope on it, I was able to discern a pattern in the static.
Pattern?
It wasn't random, sir. It was a repeating line of Morse code, something only Pop would say.
You also called your father Pop?
Easy.
Put the blaster away, Dee Dee.
Seriously, I can hear all of this.
What did the Morse code say?
Songbird?
Songbird?
That was his nickname for me when I was little. Songbird, come find me. Second star to the right, straight on to Binoceros.
The unicorn?
The constellation, yes. But no matter where I look, there's nothing there. No place anyone could live, let alone survive for all this time.
You think he's still alive?
No one else would call me that. And that's an awfully complex message to be a random collection of dots and dashes.
As the saying goes, an infinite number of tardigrades sending impulses to an infinite number of data pads will eventually type the complete works of Dia Alsoria.
That might be a paraphrase.
Just keeping up to date, sir.
Please, can you help me? Can you find my father? I have nowhere else to turn, no one else to ask.
Hey, you guys coming or what? This bourbon's not getting any younger. Guys!
Hey gang, David J. Lohr here. You've heard me on many shows at the network, but I'm here today as the writer and producer of the Incomparable Radio Theater. This is the time of year when we remind you about how you can support this podcast by becoming a member of the Incomparable. You can sign up for a monthly or annual pledge to support the network and even support this podcast directly. Here's what you do. Go to theincomparable.com/members and sign up. That's it. It's that simple. And you can choose which shows on the network you'd like to support. If you check the box for, say, the Incomparable Radio Theater, your contribution will come to us after a few fees are taken out. If you listen to other podcasts on the network, if? Really? You can also check their boxes and your contribution will be shared equally by all the shows you want to support. As a thank you for your support, members receive lots of extras. There are several exclusive podcast feeds, including an ad-free version of The Incomparable Mothership, bootlegs of live recording sessions, and a special feed full of bonus episodes that only members get to hear. New members also receive free Incomparable swag as well. This month, we at the Radio Theater are excited to bring you this preview, Episode 1 of Galaxy Scouts Green, the first of a 10-part epic adventure. No less an authority than our own Moises Chuyan has said, this is Galaxy Scouts plotted on a scale we've never seen before. We're taking it a little more seriously and building a good story that happens to be funny. You may have noticed the Galaxy Scouts prelude episodes on the main feed. These short episodes lead into the full-length episodes of Green, revisiting our characters in new situations and introducing some new characters as well. Our story is going to follow an older Scoutmaster Green as he comes out of retirement to solve one more galaxy-spanning mystery and face the most dangerous foe he's ever met. We'll have some new prelude episodes on the main feed, and later this month, God willing and the creek don't rise, another member bonus full-length episode, the preview of a new spin-off, Galaxy Scouts Many Worlds. Yes, we built the sets. If we can meet our goals for this membership drive, this will become a member-exclusive series. Think of it as Galaxy Scouts Plus. Building shows like this and the regular radio theater does take a little more time and effort than most of our series. There's writing, directing, casting, editing, building, and finding sound effects. But we love making these stories, and we'd love to focus on making more of them. There are contribution levels at $5, $10, and $20 per month, with annual equivalents available as well. And if you're already a member, it's easy to increase your pledge to a higher level and get some special goodies in return, including some of that sweet, sweet, free, incomparable swag. So if you'd like to support the Radio Theater and help us realize Galaxy Scouts Plus, go to theincomparable.com/members to sign up. Please and thank you.
Rose City Genmaicha, hot.
Is our guest squared away?
I set her up in the guest house with a pot of Phoenix Oolong.
Good, good. Any word from the good doctor?
Gogo is awaiting word. Then he'll let the grid down for transport. You're not serious about this, are you?
Didi, I know what you're thinking.
It doesn't matter what I'm thinking. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking about this Genmaicha.
Besides that,
I'm thinking that the daughter of my greatest nemesis has shown up asking for help. And while, yes, in better days, this has all the earmarks of one of his contrived schemes, he did vanish 14 years ago. That's an awfully long game.
You're not even thinking about him, though, are you?
Well, no.
He vanished in the anomaly, along with...
Yes, along with. And if there's any chance that the victims, what we assumed were victims, are still alive somewhere, don't we owe it to them to find them?
Don't we owe it to them to inform the Dex Corps and let them handle it?
It's been 14 years. They haven't done anything so far.
Why you? Why now?
I'm not getting any younger, Dee Dee. And I miss it.
It? Space?
Adventure.
And them?
The Galaxy Scouts?
You know what I mean.
Ah, Dr. Emyeus! Julius, at last!
Scoutmaster Green, it has been a Rigelian sandworm's age. How are you?
Just Master Distiller Green now, if you can believe it. Come, come. Tea?
You invite me to a distillery to offer me tea? Come now.
Dee Dee?
I'll bring the good stuff.
Not the synthahol, I hope.
Fear not, Doctor. This is from the Reserve.
So, Green, what brings me here this fine autumn evening? Surely it's not the breeze in the bluegrass, or the best of your bourbon, or even the chance to relive old memories. Not that I'm averse to any of those, mind you.
No, you're right. I need your help. I need you to certify me for space travel.
At your age? Are you kidding?
It's been several years.
You haven't been in the Scouts for how long?
And I need certification before they'll let me go.
Go where?
Out there.
Why would you want to? Haven't your bones been through enough over the years? Are you simply bored with the manor life?
Well, yes, I am, but that's not it. It's more complicated than that.
One last mission.
Something like that.
As promised, the reserve.
That's why you're plying me with the good stuff. I see how this works.
Doctor, please. I'd bring out the good stuff regardless.
But yes, he's totally plying you.
If I tried to stop you, you'd just find a way around it, wouldn't you?
Oh, I don't know about...
Yes.
Fine, yes.
All right. Boom! Certified.
What? Really? Aren't you going to examine me?
If nothing else, you should have your head examined. Done. Examined. Same as your last checkup. You happy now?
I thought you might try to talk me out of it.
I know better than to try. I just hope you have a good reason for all of this.
He might.
Dee Dee.
It's related to the anomaly.
The anomaly? What? Wait. The jamboree that went missing?
We have new information.
We? What do you mean, we, Green? Man, you're not a spacefaring authority, you're a liquor merchant.
They may be alive.
One may be alive.
One. One person.
All right, yes, one person, but one person who should have been deaded or vanished. And after all this time, where there's one, there may be more.
This is because you weren't there, isn't it?
What?
Don't what me, Green. I'm not just a patron. Top me off, Dee Dee, would you please? I'm also your doctor. And your counselor. And cut-rate psychologist.
Cut-rate? Do you know how much this reserve goes for?
Do you understand the risks to a man of your age and with your condition?
What happened to, boom, certified?
It's why I worry about him, Doctor.
It's all beside the point. This is more important.
More important than your life?
Dee Dee, don't be so dramatic.
If you go out there for an extended length of time, you might not make it home. Worse, you might wish you'd never made it home.
Doctor, Julius, I've had enough of home to last me. It's all I've been doing for the last 14 years.
Maybe not all you've been doing.
Hush, you.
You feel guilty?
Julius, do you remember how we met?
At the symposium on Acadius 4. Yes. You're one of the only people who's pronounced my name correctly on first meeting.
Because that wasn't the first time we'd met.
Ah, this again.
Do you know how many dimensions and timelines got tangled together when we actually met before we met? And yes, I mispronounced your name that time. That's how I knew to get it right when we finally met later.
Hey, hey, I was in the Dex Corps. I know how things get pear-shaped in space-time, believe me.
Pear-shaped? Try Romanesco-shaped.
But Green, you're already a legend. What do you have left to prove?
Prove? What do I have left to prove? This isn't about proving anything. I swore on my honor to do my duty to Troop and Galaxy, to help other people at all times. It's the core of the Galaxy Scout's oath. You know that as well as I do.
And there aren't people who need help here on Earth, or at least within this system?
Captain, someone's trying to beam through the security grid.
Do all distilleries have security grids like this?
Industrial espionage. It's a thing. And stop calling me Captain.
Sorry, just felt right.
Where are they trying to beam?
Into the guest house.
When it rains, it pours. Come on.
You stay. I'll handle it.
Make me.
They punched you the grid, sir.
But how?
That's what I'd like to know.
What's going on? Who are these guys? Everyone freeze and no one gets hurt.
What's that on their sleeves?
That symbol.
Let the girl go. Woman. Let the woman go.
Go-Go, are you getting footage of this?
Yes, Captain. Sir!
Get your hands off of me!
Go-Go, get that grid back up!
Trying!
Wait, no! Scoutmaster Green!
What was that symbol? Who were they?
That was a scout insignia. Troop 625.
Those were Galaxy Scouts?
They didn't seem like Galaxy Scouts. And Troop 625... Wasn't that...
The grid's back!
Great timing, Gogo.
Thanks!
Yes, Troop 625. That was Scoutmaster Song's troop.
Of course it was. But didn't they all vanish as well?
One would have thought.
Unless one is trying to frame them. Or pretend to be them for some reason. And who was that young woman?
You'll never believe it.
DexCorp, remember? Try me.
Doctor, let's go back to the main house. We'll fill you in. Besides, I think I could use some of that reserve myself. Dee Dee, are you coming?
In a minute. I want to look around first. Second star to the right and straight on to Monoceros. Chasing ghosts or wild geese? What are you getting us into, old man?
Galaxy Scouts Green. Episode 1, Legends and Maps. Starring Monty Ashley as Scoutmaster Green. With Erica Ensign, Stephen Schepansky, Quinn Rose, Steve Lutz, Jason Snell, and Travis Bedard as Dr. Emyeus. Written by David J. Lohr. This has been a production of the Incomparable Radio Theater.